Hey, you want that to go?
So, joining us now is Todd Zwillick with our news takeout. And Haiti is a focus in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers have had 36 hours to digest the news. President Obama said yesterday he's mobilized teams to reach Haiti as soon as possible. Some have already arrived. Todd Zwillick, what's going on?
Well, most of the focus, John, right now is at the Pentagon and at the White House. Capitol Hill won't step in on this stuff until it's time to spend some money, although some senators are already asking the leadership to make Haiti and relief efforts the first order of business when the Senate returns next week. Air Force General Douglas Fraser, who's commander of SOUTHCOM, the Southern Command, is in command of this operation and briefed the press yesterday. We've mentioned earlier in the hour, John, that the USS Carl Vinson, which is a large nuclear aircraft carrier, is steaming towards Haiti right now. There's also a flat-top amphibious ship with Marines on board. And then there may be other U.S. military personnel heading down there, Fraser said. This depends on what military assessment teams find. There are assessment teams probably arriving right now or later on this morning. And they need to find out the situation on the ground and sort of the operational terrain in Port-au-Prince before a brigade of Army troops from Fort Bragg or another Marine brigade is sent down there, which is also a possibility. There are Coast Guard cutters and also C-130s.
And there does appear to be consensus on Capitol Hill that this is a worthy investment. This is exactly what the military is supposed to be doing in situations like this. There's obviously a long tradition of relief operations, but lots of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle complain about nation building as a Pentagon mission.
Yeah, I think at this stage, John, that really in these early times, the focus is on finding and digging. No one on Capitol Hill has said anything other than full support for that. And I think with the amount of devastation that's become clear, it's early days. And of course, these things always get tied up in fights over money. But in these days, no one is voicing anything but 100% support for what the White House and the military are trying to do.
You know, I want to shift gears here for a moment because something that happened yesterday is really part of the buzz down there on Capitol Hill, and I know you're aware of it. A lot of people we talk to from Haiti describe quite openly, you know, their concern that somehow Haiti has a cloud hanging over it, that its historical legacy of disasters and political instability somehow has created a sort of bullseye in the hearts of Haitians. People asking on this program, why Haiti? Well, Pat Robertson of the Christian Broadcasting Network had a fairly grim answer to that question yesterday.
Something happened a long time ago in Haiti, and people might not want to talk about it. They were under the heel of the French, Napoleon III and whatever. And they got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you'll get us free from the French. It's a true story.
That's Pat Robertson saying that the Haitians made a deal with the devil, Todd?
Yeah, that is what he said.
Presidential candidate.
Yeah, not a ton of reaction on Capitol Hill. One lawmaker from Miami did react yesterday and say, we need relief and digging people out, food and water. We don't need recriminations or analysis from Pat Robertson. He has a long history of this.
Yeah.
I think he said something similar after 9/11 and similar after Katrina. So maybe not such a big surprise.
And, in terms of his status within the conservative movement?
Good question. I think we should find out after a remark like that what his status is.
All right, I can hear you stepping away from this very, very carefully. Todd Zwillick, our savvy and smart Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
We're going to bring back a guest now that we spoke with yesterday. Mallory Thurwell is the founder and director of Haiti Against Poverty from Grand Rapids, Michigan. We spoke to you yesterday, Mallory, because you were trying desperately to reach your boyfriend. We got you in touch with him on the air, but you have had no contact with him since, correct?
Correct. No, I am still so thankful that you were able to do that. I don't know how I would have gotten through the day yesterday without hearing his voice.
Well, are you sure that he's still okay and safe and sound?
I did hear from someone yesterday that they were able to speak with him about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he seemed pretty panicked. He was not hurt, but, I mean, he has no structure to go to. He has no house. He did find his brothers, but he was sleeping on the streets. He had not had food or water yet since the earthquake began, and he was just frantic on the phone saying that no one's here yet, no one's helping, when are they coming? There's these people dying all around me. When are they going to be here?
The other thing that occurred yesterday was that while we connected you with him, with Franz Neptune, on our air, he had to break the news to you that you'd lost an 18-month-old baby that was very close to you. Have you had to get news like that in similar ways?
Yes, unfortunately, yesterday was a day filled with bad news, one after another. The orphanage that we thought was standing, that we partner with over 40 children, did collapse, and we have no idea of the condition of the children inside. And this next week, I was planning on going to Haiti. I had a ticket through American Airlines to get down there on Thursday morning and to bring back a small child. She weighs 12 pounds, but she's 2 years old, for a life-saving heart surgery. And I found out yesterday that she has been lost in the rubble as well.
Mallory Thurwell from Grand Rapids, Michigan. My heart and the hearts of the rest of America goes out to you. Good luck. In the wake of Haiti's devastating earthquake, what do you think is the responsibility of the world's richest nation?
The United States of America cannot be blamed for the Haiti situation, and we cannot be saving the world. I agree we need humanitarian efforts, but please, let's not come back and bash the United States of America.
Should America be shouldering more of the financial burden for the relief effort, or do you agree with Bob from Rhode Island that we're not responsible? What's your take? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org or on our website, thetakeaway.org.
You know, my thoughts go back to Mallory there. She's a relief worker on her way to Haiti to actually help with the relief operation, but also dealing with some very personal grief of her own. A lot of people in America in that very same situation.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.